Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
27 minutes to 8 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. The last half of the program, the last hour of the program, we started at 6 and we're going all the way until 8 o'clock. And this time around, we're crossing over to Western Area and we're joined by none other than Pastor David Malase on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Yes, Murduam.
The servant of the Most High God and my beloved listeners of Radio Pulpit. Good evening.
Mfundisi wam.
Dade.
Wase Western Area.
The town of choice. Yes, Maraki, the town of choice.
Western Area. Hey, what about Western Area and the town of choice? It's only even Mepe Mario. That's why it's like, what's the way against the Mepe Mrut? Google in as I told.
You need the Holy Spirit to locate it.
Lima Chining. Oh, it's the Lima Chining. Hey. No, Gabona, the stop sign is that thing. Where did you go to Mruti? Instead of stop, you go to spot. Instead of stop, then I go to Western Area. The robot doesn't need them.
No, Mrute, let me just go on and get a plan.
So tell me, can I tell that the robot?
I don't care what the government.
Yes, I'll just say the robot. I like another pity, and I'm rude. Aye, two robots. Aye. Ah, all right. Muruti, welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Thank you so much, Muruti man, for the opportunity. Yeah. And yes, man of God, I'm so humble again to be given this opportunity to come on this platform to share the word of God.
Yes, Muruti. Nora Lebaka Muruti. Arisimule ka khanye ya worship. I mean, hey, Muruti, would be a lying to ourselves if we think about all is well in the body and in the church and everybody is where they used to be. And you'll be surprised to find out that the people that used to come to church are not there anymore in the spirit realm. I think it was because of social distancing and lockdown. And you think or maybe it's an issue of data. They cannot watch live, you know, what do you call that, streamings and all that. But only find out that, but when we do mbaile, babek slide, let's look at the true worship and the true worshipers and what does the word say about that. I think this could be the biggest persecution ever since the church, you know, its inception, maybe more especially during the times we live in. It might not come in a form of us being hunted down and our heads being cut off, etc. But just to be allowed in Jehori, Rebe Free, Raskara, Dikere Gang, and all that, Hori, are we still going to worship? Are we still worshiping Fundese?
You know, Mruti, thank you so much. I think we'll, by the grace of God, then we need to dwell a little bit on this topic because the Bible speaks about the sons of Issachar. And one thing about them, they already understood the times. And when we look into the book of John, chapter number 4, verse number 23 and 24 only, it says, but the time is coming. Indeed, it's here now when true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship Him that way. For God is spirit. So those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. Now, man of God and my beloved listeners, it is irrelevant. It is irrelevant, therefore, where you worship God. It is irrelevant, therefore, where you worship God. It is not where, but how you worship Him that is important. Maybe I should repeat that again. Of course, he says, I'm saying tonight, it is irrelevant, therefore, where you worship God. It is not where, but how you worship Him that is important. And now our Lord here, you know, answered this woman. Elori, we are still looking for her name, but since it is August, I believe we'll just come and yeah, and now our Lord answered her very adequately, and he said, God is a spirit. You don't have to run to this place or that place. To true worshippers, worship Him in spirit and in truth. Now we are facing that time, Murutuaka, where we are between the rock and the hard place, and the real worshippers, people whom had an opportunity to have a personal revelation of who God is, Matulong Abona. They are the ones right now, by luring, they will never be shaken, because if the truth needs to be told, Kereke faces a nako etata right now, where many people monati ole ebana ba matha ka morawona, and that excitement that they used to have, and that thing earlier, you know, holier than thou, and the highest level of pretense, where people will go with different uniforms and different denominations, and there will be this highly competition. Yahore na murutwa ka kimang, emo murutwa ka kimang, na kikena kai. And my pastor is better, and this one, and you know, all those things now, they don't make sense anymore, because we have reached a time and a place where whenever people baneba kopa naka hara stock face sabona, at the end of the day, the void in elega aroma pelwa bona, it was never fulfilled. We had people who've been attending churches from one place to another. There are people, but chinchiling, I don't know how many churches already, and the names and the doctrines, you name them all. And there are people by saying, how fika motwa mocha are naki dumela ho se o mong are naki a prophet akanti asili mo prophet akili tuela. We have seen people now by Loring, they were taken highly by this, prophetic movement. And when you look deeper into that, you will see that it was never about God, but it was all about the need, the highest level of deception. Because many of those, you know, whosoever, should I call them pastors? I don't know. But many of them, they failed along the way, because whatever that they were told, whatever that, you know, it was instilled or inculcated, it was never fulfilled, because now they never had the time to know and have the personal relationship of who God was. And I believe that is the biggest challenge, Murutuaka, that the church is facing right now. Because we had people who were coming with numbers, but when people left that place, they were even worse than, you know, the way back in cutting. And we cannot really, you know, shy away by confronting this situation, you know, head on. The time when people were so highly deceived, that is when we started this ministry, the ministry of prosperity, and the ministry of prophetic, you know. where somebody a prophetic unction. And when you look into that prophetic unction, people were misled. People were deceived. People were lied to. People were promised things that does not even exist. You know, people were misled to a point where, I mean, that thing you're now, people will have this unrealistic expectations. Was the name of the game, and people started giving their money. Some started selling their house. If there was a place where the pyramid schemes, dealing with Mosholo Haholo, and then Satola Shelting, it is a place called church, because there were pastors who were mastering the art of these pyramid schemes.
Even
where
today, Murut, even today. No, even today, Murut, people are still losing their money there. Could have about a quick money, they go to the church. Yeah.
And Muruti, now people automatically, lost the sense of who God was. That hunger, because when you look deeper into Bupiloba Meona, one wonders if this woman, was not seeking, for the right altar, because now everybody's running up and down, to and fro, and then some, they will, come the Easter conference, everybody will be having a theme, by fire, by storm, among by fire, by cloud, among, you name them all, but when you look within the center of attraction, why people are coming? What is the name of the game here? But Wabakayim Pilapila, Mudimu was never part of it. People had different things, Badila Litsona from time to time, and they were looking for answers from the church, and the answers was hidden right in the inside of them, because in order for God to be revealed, Mudimu kamele a revealed ka hare ho motho ya matla. That is why Mudimu o ile ntshola Mudimu le re ba mpakang ke bona ba mfumana. And now when we look again into the word of God, the time when Moses was busy praying on the mountain, people by labor approach the man by the name of Aaron, who was the brother to Moses, and the barwa mona Moses nyano wa how. We don't know whether unza pila kapa hasa pila. And now here is a man now who's having you know a thorough induction. Limudimu on top of the mountain, and that is where God was downloading you know the principle. Say no, the guidance chabasa Israel, and then to try to do away with all the magics and the highest level of witchcraft that they learned from Egypt. But now, to cut the long story short, when they approach Aaron said, okay, you need to bring the sacrifice, bring all the gold that you have. And now when we look into the bigger picture, the Bible says Bansa Masale, the ring and everything that was gold, we don't see anywhere Mobu Wanka silver. It was pure gold. So the sacrifice was made. And after the sacrifice was made, when you read the thorough study, under the title of Midrash, it says that golden calf, that thing was somehow alive. That is why, because the spirit of magician was provoked and for this spirit to take control, the sacrifice must be paid. And after the gold was given, Rebona Namania Khauta, but now the bigger picture says this thing was alive. That is why God was provoked, because now Bakisi Moya was sealed. And unfortunately now, this is what, I mean, Matata Erile Rakopana Luona, Karatulu Ebitwan Kerek. I am of an opinion, men of God, tonight, that the reason why Erile Rakopana Lena Kwejina, God is busy, as much as we are sanitizing our hands and we make sure that everything is sanitized, God Lena is into the business of sanitizing the pulpit, because that is the same place again where we have found people, but yet their hearts are not pure. Muruti Mwabi, tonight, if we the truth needs to be told,
But
we are talking about the kingdom of God. I mean, are we here to populate the kingdom, or are we here to build our own empires? I choose to believe the truth here needs to be told, because the money became the name of the game. If the truth needs to be told, why people now they've lost, you know, the appetite, yaore, why people they've lost the appetite, yaore, baba kemu dimu kanito, why people have lost the appetite, yaore, baleke wo alayna mapilwabona, according to the will of God, yaore, the wrong gospel was preached, and people was misled, and even the men behind the pulpit were led by their stomach. The men behind the pulpit were led by their leg. And now, because of that, now, this is where now matatinyana ana 4 months yana eluren kereke habia kena kayo na murutuaka. Many people have backslidden. I don't want to lie. Many people have backslidden, and it will take only the grace and the mercy of God to restore those people. Because we see now another angle, we see now another cloud. They are provoking people now. People now, because now, the void, and now, in these 4 months now, it has grown bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, this now allow the highest level of deception now, I mean, to sweep, I mean, Banaba Mudimo away to a sense now that they start questioning everything. If you listen to people now, you know, attentively, I mean, they question almost everything. Now, we ask ourselves a question, Murudwaka. Did these people really know the God that they are serving? That's why Jesus said to this woman, look, lona botata ba lona, you know, I mean, Masamaria kore, le rapela ntwe le sa itsibi.
Yes.
But now the difference between us, little kore, rona le rapela ntwe e re tsiba, but lona le rapela ntho e le sa itsibi. I mean, when you read to verse number 22, it says, you Samaritans do not know what you are worshipping. You worship what you do not comprehend.
Yes.
We do know what we are worshiping. We worship what we have knowledge of and understanding. For after all, salvation comes from among the Jews.
Now,
it goes again by saying, a time will come. However, indeed, it is already here. And this is the time, Murutuaka, when the true, genuine worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. I mean, if Murutuaka ilori, rekayema mo fela hore, for the Father is seeking just such people as this, as his worshippers. And
okay,
we've been having people to impress others. To keep the records. But Kereke was never part of them. Because you don't actually need the place. You don't actually have to travel. This thing is just right in the inside of you.
Yes.
People have lost in Totenga, running after Tom, Dick, and Harry's of this world. Promise things that they don't exist. You know, bring this and God will give you this. Bring this and God will give you this. And now, by so doing, people now, they've lost the sense of reasoning. I also understand that the hard work. The purpose of existence, we have lost the sense of all that. Now, that is why remember the same Bible said, the first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first.
So what you are saying, Murutu Gore, we don't know what we are worshipping. We don't know who we are worshipping. That's why really easily taken away and blown away by all these kinds of strange winds of doctrines.
And also you are a scholar. You are a student of the word. People they don't know. I wanna present, but they don't know the depth and understanding. The truth here, Muruti, is when all these sangomas Saba crested Ikenaga Kiriki, and then because a real prophet is the mouthpiece of God. And then my prophet Ayelorin Ujweta can to say fitile. You know Hore Makelwanwa wa lawyer, Mama wa lawyer, and all that. We know that is not of God. Man, God is not a master of confusion. I mean Mudimo ki Mudimu Yaikaluhanya. The biggest challenge Ekiren Yankaila Murutwaka is when I went to Israel. And then, because of time now, I will dwell much on that. And when I went to Israel, I was on this journey, of discovery. And I wanted to understand certain things because now, we'll go for the whole night drinking and you name them all and so we came here harifika ubone batho ntate ha phamisa matsoho ubone re maraki setse man kanti ayayayayayay motho no phamisa matsoho fela marapeli yona iko fatse and now this is when I get to Israel I was expecting to see the real believers now, because I came to Kimutimo Israel and when we get there, this group between the Messianic is invisible. It is so invisible, it's not even funny. I mean, you don't find people there who are shouting Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You don't find people there by Lord Babuakani tongues, but you told my Israel. By Lauren, they are thoroughly rooted. I mean, to their roots, and Judaism, there is the name of the game. They still keep their Shabbat, and they still keep their Torah. Now, if and only if Mudimu did not reveal himself, when people thought that it was over about me. People mudimo kile hona antsakara makakala anketa moto.
So when I want a relationship with mudimo, I want a relationship with kereke le muruti. That's why you stood. Because most of the times but they get offended and they fall because of batla kereke batsana kereke. Ke ramthare ke se ke tsana kereke ngwaneso. Sa kereke eba offender. That's the end of their faith. So their faith is based on going to church and having a relationship with muruti.
All I'm saying, Corey, when I came into this calling, I decided to do away with it. I distanced myself from Kevin Chenet, because I saw how money destroyed many people who were called by God. I saw many gifts. I mean, different one, truly. I saw many anointed men of God become normal because of money.
I didn't sort of feel alone, Rudy, because of time. Nomura, how I get 072?
316 317 316 117 117.
We're going to have to leave it there because of time. Up next is Hlalanathi with Sam Buthelezi. 072 316 317. Good night.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
There is radio and radio. And then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?